This coming Saturday, I'll celebrate my 66th birthday. I won't have a party, which suits me just fine. And I probably won't receive any random and or unsolicited well wishes on social media either. To tell you the truth, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm Ken Boone, and this is my podcast, Much More to Say. As I mentioned to you many times, I've only had 3 birthday parties in the first 65 years I've been on this earth. On last year's birthday episode of the show, I focused more on the gifts I received. On this episode, I'll provide you with the backstory, as well as what each party had in common with the others. The first party I had, I was only 10 years old. Although I enjoyed myself, something seemed to be missing. I couldn't put my finger on it until I hit adulthood. See, only friends from my church came to the party. No neighborhood friends attended. Now, I don't know if they weren't invited or that they just didn't show up. My guess is that they weren't invited, plain and simple. That's strange, because more neighborhood friends attended my mother's funeral, which actually took place when we were all in our mid-40s. At the time of that party, the boys' choir I sang in was one of the most important things in my life. And most of the attendees at that party were members of that choir as well. So in hindsight, I guess there was nothing nefarious about that guest list. It was a music thing. The second party was a surprise party thrown for me when I was in my early 20s. That one took place during my wannabe musician phase. It was well attended, and I remember getting some pretty cool stuff, although I can't recall what I got specifically. I call that my wannabe musician phase because, at the time, I was part of 3 musical groups, I was writing songs, and fat-fingering my way across the greater New York area on any piano I was allowed to play. As with my first party, I had a musical connection with most of the guests. Again, it was a music thing. My third party was a surprise dinner celebrating my 50th birthday, planned by my ex, and the guest list was quite small. My buddy Pete and his family were there. It was then that I realized that we were best friends. He gave me a coffee table book of biographies of members of the Baseball Hall of Fame, which I still have today. Back then, I could best be described as a dugout/bleacher dad, since the focus of my life was making sure my son was still playing baseball. That's because if he was playing, I knew he would keep his grades up and graduate on time. Believe it or not, the strategy actually worked. Since I've told you the story of Pete many times on multiple podcast episodes, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version right now. We met when our sons played on the same summer league team. We were both doting fathers who loved baseball and were obsessed with music. At the time, he was a record label owner looking for an accountant, while I was an accountant looking to get back in the music industry. I ended up keeping his label's books for over a decade until he recently sold the company. So, I guess you can say that the third and final birthday party was a music thing as well. Saturday is set to be a great birthday, but not my best to date. That honor goes to my 65th birthday, when I became an official senior citizen. But this year won't be terrible. I'll be another year older and wiser. Not to mention that my rich Uncle Sam just gave us Social Security beneficiaries a raise. Offset, by a small increase in our monthly Medicaid premium. But that's not a big deal, because we're still coming out slightly ahead. My birthday is still very important to me, although I don't do much in the way of celebration. I'll probably order takeout and watch the NFL playoffs and a couple of Hallmark movies. Just keeping things simple. Next year, Presidential Inauguration Day falls on my birthday. Now, I hope to really celebrate birthday number 67 if my guy wins re-election. That'll be my wish when I blow out the candles on my cupcake this Saturday. Today's quote is from American author and social commentator Maya Angelou. Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Until next time, I'm Ken Boone. Thanks for listening.
We invite you to visit our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's much more, the number two, say.weebly.com.
While you're there, be sure to check out our brand new blog, where you will find audio, video posts, essays, and the latest news and notes.
You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Episodes are available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast. So like, comment, share, and join the conversation. This has been a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network.